Now, to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jason Lusk of Purdue University, highlighting some of his comments before the House Agriculture Committee in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. If you liked Double Stop CL Plus, you'll be even more satisfied with its successor, Strad CL Plus. Strad CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but it starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier. Strad CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strad CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at OklahomaCattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, 800-595-RIDE.
On Wednesday, a pair of hearings being held on Capitol Hill, one in the House, one in the Senate, on beef supply chain and what needs to be done in response to the problems caused by the pandemic, by the Holcomb fire, and yes, even the JBS ransomware attack. Dr. Jason Lusk, head of Ag Econ at Purdue University and a former professor at Oklahoma State, testifying before the House Agriculture Subcommittee, offered a bit of advice to the lawmakers.
My recommendation to you is don't overly focus on what is happening today, but make policies for the future.
Dr. Lusk went on to talk about three issues. Number one, beef packing capacity.
Processing capacity in 2020, even if the pandemic hadn't occurred, was likely to be tight. But today, we appear to be in a different phase of the cattle cycle. Cattle inventory is falling. Feed prices have been rising. There's a drought in the West. These factors will likely bring cattle numbers closer in line with current capacity. Moreover, there are a number of private initiatives to increase automation and add more capacity. More capacity, fewer cattle, will help support future cattle prices. Making additional government investments in capacity for the purpose at least of improving cattle prices may be fixing yesterday's problem. The costs of adding packing capacity are not limited to concrete and iron. I encourage you to consider other barriers that limit new entrants. These factors include labor availability and costs of complying with regulations related to labor, food safety, zoning, transportation, and more.
Issue number two, price discovery.
The second issue relates to proposals to require a share of cattle be sold on a negotiated or cash basis as opposed to a formula or grid in an effort to improve price transparency. Even if all cattle were traded on a negotiated basis, the price level would not necessarily improve. Are there less costly ways to improve price discovery than a mandate? Livestock mandatory reporting, LMR, is one tool that has improved price transparency. Continued research into this legislation might further benefit the industry. Market maker programs that incentivize voluntary participation in cash markets is another tool.
And number three, market access.
Discussions of cattle prices and packing capacity can give the incorrect impression that beef and cattle markets are a zero-sum game. But consider policies that increase the size of the pie for all players. Examples include improving trade relations that allow products to flow to consumers who value them most, and investments in research and innovation that improve demand or improve productivity.
Subcommittee Chair Jim Costa of California, in the question and answer time period, asked Jason Lusk about drought in regards to being one of the factors impacting the cattle supply situation right now.
For those folks that are experiencing drought, it's an extraordinarily difficult position, and it's one of the factors that leads to these cycles that I think I alluded to, that some of that liquidation that's happening now is going to have repercussions 3 or 4 years from now. You know, unfortunately, in some cases, bad news for people in the West is good news for people in other parts of the country, because, you know, that'll eventually lead to some higher prices as there are, you know, fewer supplies on the market, fewer cattle on the market will support future prices. So, you know, I think it's a very difficult time. It does suggest the need, I think, to protect against, you know, weather-related risk and price-related risk. And I think there are a number of tools available to producers to help at least protect somewhat against those adverse situations. I think it also speaks to the need to understand some of the impacts of climate change on the industry and think about research and technology science that can be used to help producers adapt to and be more resilient in the face of some of these changing weather conditions.
Testify before the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Beef Supply, Dr. Jason Luss, head of the Ag Economics Department of Purdue University in Indiana. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.